Hachette Audio presents Overcoming Passive Aggression, How to Stop Hidden Anger from Spoiling Your Relationships, Career, and Happiness. Written by Tim Murphy and Lorianne Oberlin. Read by Peter Coleman. To Thomasina and Luca, my grandchildren, and to the next generation for whom we must make this a better world. Tim. To my sons, Andy and Alex, with thanks for their support and pride in all that they achieve. Lorianne. Introduction. I've practiced psychology now for more than 40 years, served as a Pennsylvania legislator for 6, been a member of the U.S. House of Representatives for 14 years, as I write this, and I've contributed numerous articles and books along these journeys. In this second edition of a Hidden Anger book, I'm saddened to say that many interpersonal interactions are not only just dysfunctional, but now that dysfunction is even more pervasive. Hiding anger in an underhanded, hurtful, gotcha now manner has become the go-to choice for a society that's losing its ability to know how to identify a problem and solve it in a respectful way. People confuse getting even with getting results, and in so doing feed their own dysfunction. It's childish and ugly. It's no wonder that the first edition of Overcoming Passive Aggression sold well and has become a guide for many in dealing with personal, relationship, and work messes. I sometimes joke that this book should be the field guide to surviving politics and Congress. Here's a glimpse into that world. People will say to a bill's creator that they support a particular piece of legislation only to tell leadership, please don't run that bill. Mixed message? You bet it is. Sometimes staff or other members won't read a bill, but will criticize it anyway. A member may declare to be a friend in public, but then raise millions to get the supposed buddy out of office. I call this high-stakes passive aggression. Most people in government are there for the right reason, but it takes a few to make a mess of a good institution. Yet Congress, like any system or group of people, is a mirror of society. If you elect someone running on a platform of, I'm mad as hell and headed to the Capitol just to yell more about it, you should not be surprised when that official spends more time picking fights instead of finding solutions. In these pages, we'll show you how to use your passion for betterment and effectively put an end to future ugliness. As we outline in the 10 traits we have created in our books, angry people make their own misery. End making yours. Congressman Tim Murphy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?